You're now listening to the English News of Gangneung Radio and Television Station. On the morning of October 4th, the chairman of Gangneung City People Committee, Mr. Jung Vik-jung, chaired the conference to evaluate the results of implementing institutional streamlining in the 2015-2021 period, deployed a plan for management and use of payroll for the period of 2022-2026, and the arrangement of administrative units at district and commune levels for the period of 2023-2030. Also on the morning of October 4th, Gangneung City Police coordinated with Gangneung City National Assembly delegation to organize an online conference to collect opinions on three bills drafted and presented by the Ministry of Public Security at the sixth session of the 15th National Assembly. The three bills include the Law on Forces Participating in Protecting Security and Order at the local level, the Law on Identification, and the Law on Road Traffic Order and Safety. The Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism of Gangneung City has just announced the decision to collect people's opinions on the naming of roads and public works in Gangneung City before submitting it to the City People Council at the 2023 final meeting. Accordingly, it is expected that 19 roads and 2 public works will be named in Ninkiu, Gairang, Thop Nop, Phong Dinh and Gardar districts. In addition, the Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism also solicits input on the names that might be submitted for the city's street and public works name bank. This list indicates that 88 names include 45 names of notable individuals, 35 names of location, 1 name of beauty, and 7 names of events are anticipated to be added to Gangneung City Street and Public Works name bank. The deadline to receive comments is until October 27, 2023. Gangneung City People Committee has just issued a plan to continue to innovate, develop and improve the quality of vocational education until 2030, vision toward 2045. Accordingly, strive to entice 40-45% of secondary school graduates to continue their studies at vocational education institutions at the elementary and intermediate level by 2030. As well as 40-45% of high school graduates to do the same at the intermediate and college levels, 100% of training programs for important professions and occupation, and at least 70% of vocational education institutions fulfill high standards for accreditation. At the same time, aim for 90% of managers to receive training and support to develop their knowledge of contemporary management and administrative techniques, and 100% of teachers to meet standards. On the morning of October 3rd, the Department of Construction of Gangneung City organized a seminar on the management of the urban public greenery system in Gangneung City using information technology. Attending were leaders of functional units of Gangneung City, Javan Province, and experts in the field of greenery. Delegates at the seminar also heard presentations on digital transformation and information technology in scientific and technological research on urban greenery, as well as sharing knowledge on tree management for sustainable development. The seminar's information will aid city's officials in making better decisions on plant selection, planting methods, management, and tree protection in the city. On the morning of October 3rd, the City Women Union organized a press conference with press and media agencies in Gangneung City to inform about the Ao Ba Ba and Ao Yai Festival in Gangneung City. The festival, which has the theme Southern Charm, will be held on October 13 and 14, 2023. Activities will include the Ao Ba Ba and Ao Yai parades, an art performance program, a motorbike convoy parade, an old market event, a picture competition titled The Charm of Ao Ba Ba, and a folk den exchange. More than 5,000 actors, members, and women are anticipated to attend the festival. The top 10 scientists who won the Golden Globe Science and Technology Award in 2023 have just been revealed by the Central Committee of the Ho Chi Minh Communist Youth Union. Associate Professor Dr. Huynh Trọng Phước from Cần Thơ University was also featured on this list. The Golden Globe Award seeks to identify and recognize young Vietnamese talents who are engaged in study, research, and employment, both domestically and overseas. The five chosen industries are biotechnology, environmental technology, new material technology, medical and pharmaceutical technology, and information, digital transformation, and automation technology. Gangtae City has started making plans to get its supply of commodities ready for the year-end market. The market is expected to remain stable during these months, with the best quality and price being guaranteed to reach customers by supply chain. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.